I don't like CBD. I just had a powerful realization of what's wrong with this. I was wondering, why do people even smoke CBD? Then, because I used to smoke a lot of THC back in the day, and I stopped because it was habit forming, and frankly, I became dependent on it, and I noticed when I didn't have it how I struggled with just being sober. Because I had gotten used to this dulling of the senses. But now I've learned and actually love that sharpness and the gritty reality of sobriety, because although it's more raw, it's also more potent and powerful. But the other day, I was realizing suddenly that, yeah, there's CBD, maybe I should try that. Sometimes I miss that ritual. So I go and randomly run into a CBD store and I buy myself a couple of grams of CBD weed. And when I light it up, it changes my headspace enough to think I should probably take it easy and relax. And I lose this momentum I was carrying through in the day. But I don't think more of it, and I end up winding down and relaxing. And yesterday I smoke more CBD. I roll big joints, big ones like I used to do with THC. And at first I enjoy it. I'm like, wow, this is just like smoking weed. It tastes like weed. It doesn't give me the intense high or paranoia. It's just replicating the ritual. And I'm not feeling, deep down, I'm not feeling 100% okay about that. And now, today, when I look back at these last couple of days, I see that what changed? There was a momentum being built up over the past weeks, a momentum I really loved. A momentum that was like untamed fire, which is my soul, and I learned to control it and direct this energy where I had to. It's like when you stop all these intoxicants, at first you're carrying yourself without gloves and you burn yourself, you burn your hands because you don't know how to control this intense energy and fire that is yourself. But once you learn, you become powerful because you're now controlling a potent energy force. And when I look back at these last few days where I had a reunion with the weed, but through the CBD, I notice a dulling of the senses, a dampening on this intense energy and deep power that I was thriving on. And I realize now, what I was seeing in the CBD was actually not sensations. I was going back to satisfying my need for ritual. I was essentially using CBD to mimic my habit or addiction to THC weed. Without actually smoking real weed, I'm smoking CBD, but I'm replicating a pattern that I became addicted to, the ritual of rolling, of lighting up and smoking, and I realize now why I don't feel comfortable about this. I don't feel good about it. And I'm realizing now why. It's because for me it wasn't the weed that was the problem. It was the addiction and the addiction to our ritual. And the ability to live without it is liberating. Was liberating and is liberating. Because my goal is to be present, sharp, capable in the here and now to forge my life and take action and to function optimally in full sobriety. Even if it's gritty, I rather exercise to take that edge off rather than smoke anything because I've formed a neural map of this action is going to lead to relaxation. So starting to smoke these CBD joints felt awful. Not because they got me high, but because I was returning to a state of depending on an outside ritual and substance to create what I can create without it. So here's my verdict. CBD is not good. The reason CBD is being sold everywhere is not because it's such a strong drug. I mean, it's psychoactive the way coffee is. It has an impact somehow. It works on your serotonin receptors. But the reason CBD is such a big industry is because all these people who got addicted to marijuana and to the ritual of smoking weed, now they can continue their ritual, but they're smoking CBD. So that's the power of it. Imagine alcoholics who stop drinking. Well, then you create something that feels and tastes and burns exactly like alcohol, but it doesn't make you drunk, but it will still reinforce your pattern and habit, and it will be habit forming, even though it's not actually addictive, because the alcoholic is already an addict. And so the fake alcohol that mimics the sensation, they will likely consume that out of habit. So I think the CBD industry therefore is somewhat shady, because it's not about empowering people to liberate themselves and to face the gritty rawness of sobriety and reality, to embrace the day without clouding it or distorting it. It rather says, hey, if you don't want to smoke the weed, but you love your habit, or you can't let go of your habit, smoke this instead. And I wonder who actually benefits. Does the user benefit? I'm not so sure. And should they just smoke weed? I don't know. I think if you stopped smoking weed and you want to be sober, just be sober. Because what you learn from abstaining from things that you know deep down drag you down, what you learn from that process, it's a million times more powerful and potent than simply substituting your problematic addiction with a substance that's less problematic. And the same goes for smoking, like tobacco, cigarettes. You can replace your cigarette with a patch, but you're not dealing with a deeper, rawer and more problematic core truth. It's like you are addicted, and if you want to break the addiction, you need to break a pattern. And this is going to suck. It's going to be painful, hard. But if you do it and you commit to it, your character is going to build. I mean, you're turning lead into gold when you do such things. That's alchemy. So be an alchemist. Don't smoke CBD. I mean, smoke it if you enjoy it. But if you're substituting because you have an addiction and you're so in love with the ritual that you just want to do it with a fake substance, then rather don't. Just accept what reality offers you and gives you, and be grateful for that. Because whatever you create, create it with what's real. Don't create it with illusions or fantasies. They won't become more real just because you will them to be. Use what the universe presents as truth and work with that and reach higher states of existence and enlightenment.